702.
WhatsApp Profilwe.
On 072 702 1702.
My guest this morning in Acts of Kindness is the CEO of Rays of Hope, an organization working in Alexandra. A long track record of being involved in youth development with community outreach, as well as making sure that learners are university or tertiary education ready, in fact, work ready as well. But Sihle, I'd like to say good morning to Sihle Moy, friend of the show. We've had you on before under slightly better circumstances. Good morning, Sihle.
Morning, Rufile. It's great to be back and on this chilly morning. Mm-hmm. Excited to talk about what's happening these days.
Yeah. Sihle, we're talking to you on the back of the kind of looting and rioting and just disturbances that we saw in Alexandra just two weekends ago. And I'd like you to just give us an assessment of how things are, what the situation is like at the moment, and perhaps the mood on the ground amongst the community members that you've spoken to, encounter or interacted with.
The words that many people use to describe just how things have been because of the looting was they felt as though the world was coming to an end, you know, because it was just an incredibly traumatic experience to see law and order melt, to see all the things that they've come to rely on or as reference points really change just overnight. And, you know, somebody said it was like they were watching Hotel Rwanda, that movie, but actually it was happening around them. Mm. And so it was extremely traumatic. Yes, you know, malls were looted. For example, the Pan Africa Mall, which is the older mall, lots of spaza shops were looted. And, you know, if you drive around Alex, you find that, you know, lots of tires were burnt, lots of, you know, just rocks put on the roads. So since then, we've kind of done, you know, some cleanups as various civic organizations. Mm-hmm. And yet, I think the real scars, you know, are not visible. Are the ones that the things that people experienced and saw, and the fear that they had, and the helplessness that they felt. And I think slowly we are going back to a situation of some normality. But then I think there's fear that if something like that can happen, then maybe it can happen again.
Yeah. So a community on tenterhooks, as it were.
Yeah.
Sihle, you are a hands-on, Rays of Hope isn't a hands-on organization impacting, well over 2,000 people annually. And as I alluded to, you do community outreach. It was the food packages and hygiene outreach at the beginning of COVID-19 lockdown. You've got homework programs and education programs starting from very young ages right up to tertiary education and getting South Africa, you know, Alexandra youth work ready. What is the status of your programs and since the last time we spoke to you, and if at all impacted by, or how they were impacted by, this looting and rioting that we've spoken about?
Yes, correct, Rufile. We are there are many different types of NPOs. We are a development type of NPO in that we are part of the community over a long period of time, you know, working with ACDs, working with the vulnerable, getting the most vulnerable within the community to get to a point where they are now independent through education and through other opportunities and through working with the people in a relational level. Other organizations are more relief type, which means that, you know, when things go wrong, they come into a community and then they assist and then they kind of move out once, you know, people are kind of, you know, they have the basic needs. So we are more of a development organization. And so, but because of COVID and because of what happened about 2 weeks ago, we couldn't continue our regular programs because we were now on level four.
Sure.
And it was a time again when, you know, people need food, they need, certain services like counseling, and because their incomes are affected, because the family is affected.
Sure.
And so we went into relief mode, and
okay.
So we closed the regular programs. We opened for a few hours of the counseling center, where people can just walk in when they're in distress. They can see a social worker. They can receive some counseling, a food parcel if that's what they need. They can receive some warm clothes because it's really cold at this time, and particularly cold in informal settlements.
Sure.
And so. Try and, you know, refer them to all the other programs of Rays of Hope and that are available also in the community. And so we've been distributing bulk food to other organizations. So there are food kitchens within Alex where they feed children as well as the elderly. And so we try and distribute bulk to them. But also we have been working with small businesses. So we've, in 2019, we started Alex Biz, which is a business organization that has over 150 businesses. And now many of them were either looted or their premises were affected.
Sure.
Or their equipment
yeah.
was
we
affected.
We did speak to Alex yeah. Biz last weekend, yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we've had, and so what we've been trying to do is to try and help those businesses to rebuild and connect them with people that are willing to fund, and more importantly, with people that are willing to mentor those businesses back to life again.
Sure. Sihle, going forward, we know the Minister of Basic Education has announced that they are ready to accept learners back at schools come Monday morning, tomorrow. The plan in terms of course, I mentioned you do have those homework programs, those school and mentorship programs and learner mentorship programs. Do you, as Rays of Hope, have a specific playbook that you're working with or that you've been able to work on to help learners catch up on this curriculum, deal with a year and a half of rotational school and the loss of time in a classroom? I can only imagine how anxious, how stressed kids themselves are about their own futures and about year end assessments.
Yes, it's been carnage, I think, this year, Rufilo. As we know, township schools, there is no online learning. And so people need to understand that while others are doing a little bit of learning and catching up in townships environments, schools do not have that. And so that is why the programs that we supply that are supplementary to what happens in the classroom are crucial. And, we need permission from government to be able to say, actually, maybe we're not going to be able to cover everything this year, but, these are some of the key things that need to be covered, and this is what the children will be tested on. And I think that is more realistic. And so we try and supplement that learning just to get them, the kids to get the right basics.
Sure.
So that they are able to move on into the next. I think those will be crucial. And I think if we could have a little bit of realistic thinking from the government to say, we're not going to be able to finish the syllabus, so let's get these concepts in place this year.
Yep, let's get those concepts in place. Sihle Moyo, thank you so much for taking the time this morning just to give us a sense of what is happening on the ground, and Alex, the work that you're doing as an organization, and also some, a view to going forward in the future. People can obviously find Rays of Hope online, and you do obviously look for collaborations, donations, but volunteers as well.
That's right.
All right. Thank you so much for your time.
We need a lot of volunteers at this time. We need a lot of people that are willing to mentor and walk alongside the young people.
All right. That's Sihle Moyo, Rays of Hope CEO. And if you are one such person who is able to mentor, give of your time, that really is such the most important resource that you can actually give.